Itma. Lechi ha'imed me'ilav. Alechi ha'imed me'ilav. So Rashi says, Shleihukva shom l'shem tikkun mavui. It was not put down there for the purpose to be misakin the mavui. The Gaon Yaakov is medayik. That means you need to place it to be machshir the mavui. And this was not put down to be machshir the mavui. Deloi hizminuhu lekach. They weren't mazmin it for this purpose. What Rashi means to be moisif with these last three words, we'll see soon in the sugya. Lechi ha'imed me'elov, and let us look at the Perish Chai, picture 199 on page 131, on page 31. So we have here a tzir, two tziyurim of a lechi ha'imed me'elov. One tzir is you have a tree growing on one side of the mavui. And another tzir is, you have there was a fence that seems that was soisem, the mavui, and it broke down and it's shutting into the Pesach ha-mavui, so that's a lechi ha-imed me'elov. Abaya omar havilechi, that it's a lechi. Rava omar loy havilechi. So the Gemara says as follows, Heiched de loy samchinen alei me esmael. If they were not soimech on this lechi, that it will be used to be mata the mavui, kuli alma loy pligid loy havi lechi. He says, everyone is moide that the bnei hamavui had to be aware of this lechi erev Shabbos, and they were samech that this lechi will be mater tiltu. So let us see what Rashi says. Eiched loy samchinen alei me esmael. What is the case? Shehoya sham lechi acher. There was another lechi, and they were samech on this second lechi. V'nofal b'Shabbos, and now the second lechi fell in Shabbos. So memele, and they were not samech on the first lechi. They were samech that the second lechi will be matel. For example, the Gaon Yaakov wants to say, let us say that there were two lechayayim. There was one lechi on the beginning of the mavui. There was one lechi be'emtza ha-mavui. So they were samech on the lechi in the beginning of the mavui. They should be able to be metaltal in the whole mavui. Now, that lechi broke down in Shabbos. So now the shaila is, are you permitted to be metaltal kaponim me'emtza ha-mavui v'lifnim? So the Gemara says, since they weren't samech on this lechi, because they were under the impression that they have the outer lechi, which is mata the whole mavui. So Mameus of the Gemara says like this, this smicha we zicha need. Later in the sugya we'll see the reason why we need smicha. Heiched the loy samchinen alei meyesmel. They were not samech on this lechi meyesmel. So afilu abaye that holds that it does not have to be put up l'shem lechi, but yizichi kolam alei pligi delei have lechi. But a smicha to use this as a matter, abaye is also my dini. Ki pligi heiched the samchinen alei meyesmel. He had a lechi. You had a tree that grew on the side of the mavui, and they were samech to use this tree as a lechi. But the shail is this tree good? It is a lechi. We were samech on it meyesmel. So mamele, it is a good lechi, even though it was not put up l'shem lechi. But it was there, and we were aware of it, and we were samech on this lechi to be mata the mavui. The Mefarshim say the inyan of smicha is that there's a tzeirech heker in a lechi that everyone needs. And this al kaponim is the heker that is needed by the lechi. That al kaponim, people knew that this was there to be mata tiltal in the mavui. So this heker we need. They were samech meyesmel. Rava oma loy havi lechi. Kiven de miikore lava daite da hochi avide. That this is not sufficient. The heker that a lechi requires is that it should be, kiven de miikore lava daite da hochi avide, since it was not made l'shem lechi, loy havi lechi. So it doesn't get a teiris lechi. It has to be made l'shem lechi. Kosalke daitok, the gemara da havamina held, Ki heichi de pligi belechi, pligi nami bemechitza. That the machlokes is not only in hilches lechi, the machlokes is in hilches mechitzas also. A mechitza ha'oimed me'elav, does it have a teiches mechitza? Tashma, ha'oise sukasai bein ha'ilonis. A person is making a suke bein ha'ilonis, between trees. There are rows of trees. Let us see picture 200. And he's making his suke bein ha'ilonis, ve'ilonis tfonis lo. And we're using the ilonis, which are already there, that they will be the daifnei ha'suke. Ksheire. So it's a kosher suke. So l'cheire de shaila is, but these ilonis, if we will assume that by a mechitza there's a chesorin of oimed me'elov, so me'mela, how can these ilonis be kosher for the suke? It's a b'china of oimed me'elov. And for the Gemara, hoche b'may askinon shenoton mitchilo lekach. It is speaking about that when these trees were lechatchila planted, they were planted to be mechitzes. When they were, planted from this purpose, for this purpose. So me'mele, so this is not a mechitza ha'oimed me'elo. It was planted for the purpose to serve as a mechitza. It could be, this is what Rashi is moisif in the last three words of the first Rashi. The loy is minu lakach. They were not mazminit for this purpose. That means, l'chayre, one would think, perhaps, that if alechi ha'oimid me'elov is not sufficient, it has to be made l'shem, it has to be made l'shem lechi. Now, if that would be true, it has to be made l'shem lechi. So l'chayre did perhaps be a svore that if it was planted l'shem lechi, maybe that's not called made l'shem lechi. That's called he made it. He put in the seeds in a guten tug. Later, all the other pa'ulis, which were megadol, the garin, that's not through him. The sun shines and it rains and everything else and the tree grows. So sekumtem the yasher, that's called he made the mechitze. So Rashi says, that could be, that's what Rashi is saying. That if me'elav is no good, von sich allein is es geworden. But if there was a hazmone, you don't need mamish and a seer, I have to make it. A hazmone le'tzeirech lechi, hazmone le'tzeirech mechitz is also sufficient. So that's why the Gemara says, if it's not on mitchila lekach, this is sufficient. That's called he was mazminit. So get a teiris mechitza yedei hazmonos, and then it is a teiris hazmon. Frag the Gemara, So Mamela, what is the Mishnah telling us? That I could use the easy lones for a daifin. But machosakam, what's wrong over here? It was planted l'shem mechitza, so why shouldn't it be good? So the Gemara mao de teimeligzer dul maosi lishtamushi beilon. I would think we would be geizer at a different time. And an ilon comes with another chason. If you're going to use this ilon as a daifin, perhaps you might be mishtamish beilon. Zogt Rashi, v'yale v'yitloish b'yontep. Since you're using it for one purpose, he might decide to use it for other purposes. It's k'mayim elon, that we're not geyser. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that we weren't geyser, dulma osi l'shtamushi b'ilom. Let us see Tosfos. Toshma ha'oise sukosa, b'perek ha'yoshon mukir lo, the Ovid law behutze vedafne, that the branches of the Elon were woven in between stands of wood. Let's say hutze vedafne, we have a picture 201. That's a case of hutze vedafne. They stuck in sticks into the ground and they wove the branches together. The loitikshe l'rav ache bayake. The Omar kol mechitza she'ena yechayla lamoid beruach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said a chiddush din that a mechitza that does not stand still beruach and moves perech sheruach minanoso lekan o lekan eino mechitza. So it doesn't have a teiris mechitza. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said a mu'im de kechiddush. The chiddush number one is that it's not necessary if the mechitza will fall down. I feel like the mechitza won't fall down, that's for sure. But if the mechitza is menaneya beruach, so it loses the teiras mechitza. Agav urche, the chazanish tainis, the gather of menaneya beruach means that it moves three tvachim away from where it is standing. So memelos obshat is, so it's called this mechitza that I have now. Since if a ruach metzu will come, it will move it three tvachim away, so this is considered, so it doesn't have a teiras mechitza now. It is not, it doesn't have the qualities to be a mechitza, since it's not, it will not remain stationary in one place, it'll move three tvachim away. So memele, that was a yisod of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Frag the Gemara, so how can you use branches of a tree for a mechitza? That's the Gemara's kasha. I can use branches of a tree for a mechitza. It's menaneya beruah. So therefore, so what did Rav Acha bar Yaakov say in Sukkah? She said it is speaking about that these branches were woven together. We made this hutzah v'dafne. So memele, so now these branches are firmly supported by the dafna, and they're woven together. So memele, so therefore it is a mechitzah that is not minaneya beruach. Now, since Rav Acha bar Yaakov had to make this akimta for his purposes, in order to, it shouldn't be a mechitzah minaneya beruach, but now we have a bonus with this. So memele, so it comes out that this was already made, it was already made, he wanted to make a mechitza. So already, this is not oimed me'elov. A hutzah v'davna is not oimed me'elov. He made a mechitza behedya. So if he made a mechitza behedya, so me'elov b'chnish kan kasha. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha that is oimed me'elov? It has to be speaking about hutzah v'davna, or else there'll be another chesom. And as long as it's hutzah v'davna, so me'elov, so there's no chesson of oimed me'elov. Lefiza lepoich ochimidi. Vavi motzi lemeimer letaimech. So Taisa says, eina chanami. The Gemara could have said, when the Gemara asked the kasha, the Gemara could have said, letaimech, and without me, with afilu yehold a mechitza shaymed meila zakash and rova afilu yehold that a mechitza shaymed meila is a mechitza. You muchach to say that it is speaking about hutzav edafne. So the Gemara could have said the letaimech. Fine, Aces. So usually letaimech means the makshin. Why are you asking on me? There's tamuzay a problem. Fine. Frekt Rabbi Kevega, but he doesn't understand the teretz. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, it is speaking about not a l'shem mechitza. Aber es doch weiter schwer, it's still a mechitza that's not oimed beruach. So what did you answer? You have still a problem. It's a mechitza that's oimed beruach. So akoch you have to say it's talking about hutzah v'davne. So why do you have to say it's not a l'shem mechitza? Or what will you say? You'll say that, no, the Gemara does not hold Rav Acha bar Yaakov's Chiddush. Our Gemara holds that even though it's not Eimet Beruach, it's also good Mechitza. Maybe that's how our sugya goes. So Rabbi Kevega says that he doesn't understand. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Ihochi Pshita. It's not Pshita. It's telling me a Gevaldike Chiddush. That even though it is not Eimet Beruach, it's also good Mechitza. And Rabbi Kevega asks Memonavshach. What did the Talsan answer? Not to metchila lakach. But there's a new problem. There's a problem with Naraimit Beruach. So ain't of a debate. If you're like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you have to say it's speaking about Hutzah v'Dafne. And if it's speaking about Hutzah v'Dafne, you don't need not to metchila lakach. So what's emphasis to Azai? And if you don't know like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so what's the Gemara's Kasha Pshita? I'm telling you, I don't know like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Inami. Mashmalei the Mairi b'chol inyin. The Makshin held that Ha'oise Sukose Bein Eilones V'Eilones Tefanis Law are speaking about all cases. What does all cases mean? Bein Havi Reiv Doifen Me'oifei Ha'ilon. Say if the Reiv of the Doifen is from the thickness of the Ilon, She'ein Ha'ilon Beruach, Bein Davi Reiv Doifen Min Ha'noif. So let us look at picture 202. That the Mishnah is speaking about two cases. It's speaking about case 200 and case 202. Case 202, the rive of the doifen is from the trunk of the tree. So in case 202, you can't ask Akasha, it's not Oymed Beruach, because sure is Oymed Beruach. The tree does not sway Ayidei HaRuach. So on this case, so that was the Gemara's kasha, but it's a mechitza oimid me'ilo, and that the Gemara answer is not a mitchila l'kach. In case 200, there's another problem. There's a problem of oimid beruach. It's not oimid beruach. That's like a problem. So there you have to say it's speaking about hutzah v'dafne. Neinuchanami, if it's hutzah v'dafne, then I don't have a problem of mechitza shoimid me'ilo, because hutzah v'dafne is not oimid me'ilo. So our Gemara's kasha is that the Gemara knew that the Mishnah is speaking about b'chol oifim. So on this oifen, the Gemara is asking a kasha. Here you don't need hutzah v'dafne. But the Gemara's kasha is, there's no problem. It's a mechitza oimed me'ela. There's a very interesting diuk in the Lashon of Tosfos. Roiv, the Mairi b'chol inyan. Beim havi roiv doifen me'oivei o'ilon. Or maybe the roiv doifen is from the knife. Now, from the Lashon of Tosfos Vaistois, Roiv Doifen Me'oivei Ha'ilon. Roiv of the Doifen is Me'oivei Ha'ilon. Now what does Roiv of the Doifen mean? So, by Sukkah, the minimum shear that is needed for a Sukkah is 10 tvach. So now, if these trees are 20 tvachim high, so you don't need that roiv of the doifen should be of the oivei ha'ilam. You just need 10 tvachim alone. More than 10 tvachim you don't need. You say gorasik. So kochoch taisvis means to say, and let us take the taisvis literally, that roiv doifen means that you have here the trunk of the tree, so 6 tvachim is trunk, and the other 4 tvachim is knife. So the Gemara held, if 6 tvachim is trunk and 4 tvachim is knife, so als the chesaren of mechitza sheinei oimed beruach, there's no chesaren, because roiv of the doifen is trunk. So the Gemara fact abis abazundari kashe, but there's a problem with mechitza ha'oimed me'elo. So be emison, this din, that if roiv doifen is oimed beruach is sufficient, the emison is very schwer to understand. Why should it be good? If you need 10 tvachim of doifen, and 4 of the 10 tvachim is not oimed beruach, so what's gate me wrong that the roiv of the doifen is oimed beruach? The Meister is was emison sukkah brings from the cast of Mishnah. The cast of Mishnah says you need 10 tvachim should be oimed beruach. Ah, toisvis weiss doch ois that roiv doifen is enough. 6 tvachim is sufficient. So, Bemison, it's very difficult to understand what's the longest of Reiv Doifen. The Mishneh Brure, B'mesek L'shoinai, says as follows. Dal Yedei Zeh, if you have Reiv of the Doifen, is the trunk of the tree, Shuv Einai Heilach Abba Beruach. So the knife that is attached to this, it's not Heilach Beruach. Because since Reiv of the Doifen is steady, so the rest of it is not Eilech Beruach. So it's not a Lomdeshe Halacha that Taisus is telling us, was in Batsim Yizichen need 10 Tvachim of Doifen. But since Reiv of the Doifen is Kavua, so the rest of the Doifen will not be Menadnet so much as to passel the Mechitza. Zogte Gemara weiter. Toshma. Hoya sham ilon oy geber oy chitzas kanim. We are speaking about pasei birois, which we had already before the tzir of pasei birois. That is on page 20. There we have pasei birois, that you have an area that is enclosed by 4 pasim, which are in each corner 2 amudim, one going to one ruach and one going to the next ruach, and in its poritz meruba lo oimid in between, v'afal pikein, it is considered a shem dalad mechitzis, and we consider that this whole enclosure is mukif mechitzes, and there's a din of rishus hayochid. That's the halacha of pasi beloy. So now, the Mishnah says as follows. Hayu sham ilon. There was, let us look, now here we also have a picture of pasi beloyis, but this pasi beloyis is made out of, we don't have four normala pasim. We have one case in the Dalit, there in picture 203, we have two trees which make a pasim. The Beis is kanim. Gimel is a gedder, a wall. And this is pasim, and this is how we're making our pasi beloyis. We have kanim, so that is the case of the Mishnah. Hoy yesham ilon, oy gedder, oy chitzas akanim. There was a mechitza of kanim, nidain mishum diyoimet. Chitzas akanim, Rashi says, hoy yesham, bepase berois tatzabarai, setanye beperik sheinim, chitzas akanim, kanim mechuborim. You have kanim, which are mechubor to the ground, the growing from the ground. There are reeds that are growing from the ground. Chitzas shahoyu netuyim kesei de mechitze. They were planted like a mechitze. So we have here our diyumdim. We have two amudim which are facing in the two directions in a right angle. But it wasn't. It was kanim. Hayisham ilon aygeder chitzas kanim nidei mishum diyomet. So what is the kasha? So let us see Rashi first. Diyoimed mefarsh bepek sheinim. Diyoimed is diyoi amudim, two amudim. Omod echad nire kishnayim. One omud that looks like two. Shasoi kimarziv. It looks like a gutter. It looks like a 90 degree angle. V'noite echad mimchitzaysav ledorim. V'echad lemayra. Tchiyoved dalad diyumdim ledalad apayis. Yesh l'chol mechitze beiz ames. So each side has two ames. Oymed ama mikan ve'ama mikan. So Memela, so the Baraisa says that if it was made out of chitze sakanim or an ilon, it's also good. And for the Gemara, so what's the kasha? But the kasha is l'cheret mechitze ha'oymed me'elo. That means, so according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that according to Rav, that Alechi ha'imid me'elov does not have a teres lechi who adin a mechitza imid me'el does never teres mechitza. So these kanim lechayre they grew by themselves shaloi l'shem mechitza. V'afal pikein the kosher for the yomdim for pasi berois. And for the gemara ochenami b'mayis kinin shason metchila lekach. It is speaking about that these kanim were planted for the purpose to serve as mechitzas. Frek de gemore e hochi mai kamashmalon, so what is the chiddush? And the gemore kamashmalon chitzas akanim kone poches mishloishet vochim, ki de boi mino abaye merabe. Abaye had asked the kashe from rabbe, if lavod will help for Pasei Birois. What was Abaye Shaila? So the Ritva Vaita explains that the Shaila was as follows. Be'emesin Pasei Birois, as we had before on page 20, we have a good picture. Pasei Birois be'etzem is a very mechudishtike mechitze. Because it's poritz meruba lo'imit. In each ruach you have either 10 ames or 13 and a third ames in between each mechitza, then you have a mechitza of in each ruach of two ames, one ame on each side. So it's poritz meruba la'imit. V'af al pikein, there's a chiddush aloch l'maish mesina that it helps. So I would think, so al kaponim, they were only mekel if you have mechitzas gemurais for pasim. Now if you have the pasim are made out of lavud ikekanim, that's a mechitza of shesi without orei. This is a mechitza gorua, because you only have the mechitza going vertically. There's nothing going horizontally. So this is a mechitza shel shesi is a mechitza gorua. So Abaye asked the shaila, could you use a mechitza gorua for pasei birois? That was Abaye's shaila. So they were poshit from here that is pshat and kanim. that we're speaking about, that there's no chibur at all between these kanim, and it is a mechitza of shesi, and it's only mechitza al talamdus of lobut, v'af al pikein, it is kosher for pasi birois. Yeah. So, because it's speaking about, it's not a mitchila lekach. Zuktaisvis, ihochi maila meimre, leisagi bishinuye de leel, let us say that the chiddush is that we're not geyser dume ko osili shtamish beilam. Maybe that's the chiddush. So I have a nokia tarti otuchode. So that means you don't have to. That means if I only have this chiddush, so why does he have to tell me three cases? That's why the Gemara wanted to say that it's telling me another chiddush. Kanim is telling me another chiddush. Kanim is telling me a chiddush that. You don't say, that you do say lavut. Kanim is telling me a chiddush, even though, loy notay metchila lakach. I mean, that's how the Gemara learned. So you have al kaponim, so even though say we get there is no chiddush, but it's not toni tarti otu chodim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Ilon ha-meisach al ha-oretz. Let us see picture 205 on page 32. So here, it is speaking as follows. We have a tree, and the tree, the branches of the tree are spread out, kemat, are reaching the kalke. And so we have this person who was resting underneath the tree. So in reality, he finds himself, if you will picture the tree is going all around on all four sides, so he finds himself in a Rishus HaYochid, his mukif mechitzes on all four sides. So let us see the case. Ilan ha-meisach al ha-oretz. Im ein neifoy gavoya min ha-oretz gimel tfachim. If the branches which stick out of the tree are not gavoya min ha-oretz gimel tfachim, metaltalim tachtov. So a person is permitted to be metaltal in this area under the tree. Let us see Rashi. Ha-meisach noifoi noite. The branches are spread out. Samuch la-oretz. Roish ha-noif. Samuch roish ha-noif. The head of the branch, the end of the branch, v'pachas megimel l'kalke. Ve'ikroi b'mokem shemechubo le'ilon is gavoya asore. So you have here an area that is asore tvachim tall, and then later the end of the branches bend over and they create a mechitza surrounding this ilam. So you have here over here a so it says that it's a kosher mechitza metaltal and tachto. So lachay zakash and rov says the mechitza imed meila v'choshev mechitza. And for the Gemara, achinami b'mayaskinin shanotay metchilu lekach. It's speaking about that this tree was planted that it should serve as a mechitza. So memelos is not called oimed meilo. Frek the gemore, ihochi letaltel bekulay. So then the halacha should be that he should be permitted to be metaltel in whatever area this tree will be surrounding, how large the area will be. Aloma omar ravuna bereder rav Yeshua. Ein metaltalim ella beis sosayim. One is only permitted to be metaltal if this area that this tree is surrounding is an area of beis sosayim, which is 100 amis by 50 amis. Such an area, one is permitted to be metaltal. If it is larger than a beis sosayim, so then one is not permitted to be metaltal. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ein metaltlum boy im hoya hekefoy yaisa mi beisosayim kechotza amishkan." If it was surrounding an area which is larger than a beisosayim, which was the shir of chotza amishkan 50 by 100, and what is this magic shir? So Rashi says as follows: "B'shir ze nasnu chachomim l'chol hekef amesukin, every surrounding." The einay misukin that you, it is surrounded by a mechitza. The einay misukin kol tzorchay, but it is not a mechitza gemura. It's a mechitza gerua. There's something wrong with the mechitza. So the einay misukin kol Tolche, kegoin lemechitze she'en bo shosi ve'orev b'hai pilke. We have a mechitze that is that ein bo shosi ve'orev. That means the mechitze only goes in one direction. Either you have a vertical kanim, which are surrounding the area, so there's no orev, or you have chavolim, we'll have three chavolim which are going horizontally, and you don't have a mechitze of shasi. So this is not a mechitze gemur. Or ulahekiv shleihukiv ledira beperik sheni, or a second case. Let's say that when the mechitza was made, it was not made for an intent that people should live in this hekiv. So memela, so the halacha is, if it is not a mechitza gemure, and the area that is being surrounded is larger than a beis osayim, so the din is, one is not permitted to be metalto. If we'll say the way the Makshin learned, speaking about Oymed Me'elav Shapir, so we'll say that Oymed Me'elav Hoyel V'lav Lachi Avidu Yove Be Rabbonin Ayishiyure. So the Rabbonin said this is also a Mechitza Geruah, so if it is more than a Beis Osayim, we ask a Tiltel. But if you'll say, Rava will say that it is speaking about that notay metchila lekach, so there's no chesaron whatsoever with this mechitze. So why doesn't it have a teiras mechitze to be metalful more than a beis osai? Emfer te gemore mishum david dire shetashmisho laavir. This is a dire that the Iker Tashmish is not for this dire, no Tashmisha is la'avir. V'chol dira she Tashmisha la'avir ein metalton bo elo beis tzosoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Mishum David dira she Tashmisha la'avir. La'oilam shenotoy mitchilo lakach. It is speaking about that when this tree was planted, it was planted with an intent to serve as a mechitza around this area. The hekif ledirahu, and that is considered a hekif ledirah, since it was planted mitchile, that the person should be able to live underneath the shade of this tree. Avol direzu eina asuya letzoyrech toicha, but the person who is living underneath this tree, he doesn't need to be underneath the tree. Elo letzoyrech avir shechutzalo, lodu sham shemre yasodis. That means, if this tree was planted for the Shemer HaSodeh to be underneath this tree. So we have to understand the Shemer HaSodeh does not belong underneath this tree. The Shemer HaSodeh belongs in the Sodeh to make sure that the birds are chasing away and everything else is being taken care of. No Ganovim come. So his Iker Dire is not underneath the tree. He has to be Mekayim, the Maimer of Yaakov Avinu, Ayisi, Achalani, Kerach Baloila. He has to be in the Soda to take care that the things in the Soda will not be stolen or niskalkal. No, he comes here underneath the tree, Lahatzel es Atzmoy, when the sun gets too hot, so he comes underneath the tree to protect himself a little bit. So, but the Iker Dire is not underneath the tree. His Iker Dire is in the Sode. So that's what Rashi says. So that is not called Mukif Ladire. Avol Dire Zuein Asuya Letzoyrech Toicho. Elo Letzoyrech Avil Shechutzolo. Lo Dursham Shemrei Asodes. That the Iker is for the Chutzolo. If you have a surrounded area, that even though it is an uncovered area, kol avir, it is an uncovered area, but in this area, tashmisha iladire, you live in this area, kigoin, dir, visoya, umukze, vechotze. So memele, even though, so the mechitza that is surrounding it, we're surrounding an open area, it's not covered. But it's an avir shetashmish ladir. Vafilu yud kurim mutters. Even though it's tremendous, it's mutter. That's called hukif ladir. V'chol dire. But you'll have an opposite case. That the area is covered. That it's a dire. Like this tree. Abo shetashmish ladir. But the ikar shimush is not to remain, to live in this covered area. The ikar tashmish is outside of this area. The bulganim shebesodis, these were huts that the shemrei asode used to protect themselves from the elements. But again, the shemrei asode does not belong here, it belongs in the sode. So that's a called hukif ladira. Beisosayim muta, yesim beisosayim osod lavdiru. Dal kochayul dorsham, he only stays there when he can't be saved with the elements. So memele, this doesn't have a teiras dire. Toshma, shovas betel shehi gavoya asore v'hu me'ar ba'ameis va'ad beis sosoy. Let us see picture 208 on page 32. There was a tail that is 10 tvachim tall, and this person was kainah shvisa erev Shabbos, when it came Shabbos, he found himself on this tail that is 10 tvachim tall, and it is from Arba Amais till Beis Sosoy. V'chein b'neka, or he was shavis in picture 208, that this is a type of a gully, a valley. It's also surrounded by mechitzes, which are 10 tvachim deep. Or case number 3, v'kama k'tzura v'shiboylois makifais oisa. This is picture 209. Picture 209, that means that we have a field of shiboylois growing. And in the middle of this field, they were kaitzer the tvuah, so we have an empty space, but surrounding this empty space, we have shibayles ikifua, this surrounded by tvuah that is 10 tvachim tall and is growing, so this is a mechitze on the surrounding area. So we have here three cases, a tail, a neka, and a sode that is surrounded with shibayles. In all these three cases, the halacha is mahalech eskula. So, since he was shavis here, bein hashemoshi, so he's kind of shvis in this area. So, this whole area has halacha of daladamis. So, so the whole area is his daladamis. And v'chutzolo, and after this area ends, so he has alpayim ama. He has alpayim ama l'chol tzad. Now, what is the kasha? The kasha is, so we see, From all these three cases, that it has a teiras mechitze. It has a teiras mechitze. Now this is all, let's say, a tail, a neka, this is a mechitze ha'oimed me'eleo. And it has a teiras mechitze, that we say that the whole area is kedalad amis. So it's called one big area. And this only occurs if it's mukif mechitzes. If it wouldn't be mukif mechitzes, the whole area would not have a din of daladamis, and you wouldn't be moided alpayim ame chutz from the mechitzes. Be moided the alpayim ame from where he is. So since we assume that this whole area has a loch of daladamis, so it has a teiras mechitzes. Zet min doch klo, that a mechitze ha'oimed me'eleo has a teiras mechitzes. So the Gemara say, bishloi mekomo lechayai. Komo is good. Come on, there's no kasha of mechitza oimed me'eleo. So why is it good? So the Rishash tain is, why is a comma good? L'chayre de shibaylis is also a mechitza ha'oimed me'eleo. So here the Rishash says a chap, that here, that what he cut in the middle, and he left the teiras mechitza on the outside, that's a bechina of chok teiras, that by a get it's no good. But in hilchis mechitza, this is called, I made the mechitza. By cutting out the inside and leaving the outside, it's called, I made the mechitza. So memela baishi boilers, it's called, Amechitze, not she oimed meila, amechitze that I made. So she boiled the case of mechitze, the case of she boiled is not shver. That could be considered that it's not oimed meila. So the Gemara says, so that is good. This was made by the elements. The Gemara did not want to say that the tremendous tail was made from bulldozers and the neck was made from bulldozers. We're speaking about it's an area about base or soyim. We're speaking about a big area over here. So the Gemara held Mestame, it is speaking about that it was made through a natural occurrence. So that's a mechitza oimed me'alel. Ella, so because of this kasha, the Gemara is chayse. Ella be mechitzes kolarme leipligi da have mechitze. By mechitzes, everyone holds that it has a teiris mechitze, even though it's oimed me'alel. So what is the machloikis? Ki pligi belechi. Abaye le taime dama lechi mishum mechitze. Abaye holds lechi is also als mechitze. We just mentioned that the mechitza is kol amalei pligi da'ave mechitza. So memele, so abayir od lechi mishum mechitza. So memele skate manishan versus oimed mele. Verove le taimei dom lechi mishum heke. That lechi is only alza heke. Se I avide biyodayim, se if was made biyodayim, have a heke. Be loy, loy havi heker. But if it's loy havi to be a daim, loy havi heker. Let us see Rashi, shavas betel. Kiddush olav hayoyim, v'konisham shvisosoy, gavoy asorem. Siv the tail is gavoy asorem, damrinin good asik mechitzois of kol sviva. V'harei hu mukiv, so this whole tail is mukiv mechitzis. V'chein neka echad minikiki asloyim. Since he was kaine shvise in this area that's mukiv mechitzes nasis beisai, so this whole area became beisai. And the whole area is considered like daladamis hilka mahaliches kulai. So therefore, this whole area is considered beisai. That's makim shvisos. If the chutz aloy, and out of this area, alpayim am, abuli havi tvei mi beisosayim. But if this tail was more than a beisosayim, so ain mechitzos of my ilosloy. So the mechitzes don't have a teres mechitze. Shehekiv sheni osa ledirein emoyla le beisosayim. So memele, so then it doesn't have a teres mechitze. So memele, so then you'll be minded alpayim ame from his dalad ames, not from the end of the mechitze. Lahoch in noket mi alba ames veiler dim hoye poches mi dalad ames. My malach es kula ike mechitzeis of my amahani belav mechitze nami mokim lechaladam dalad ames apeg mishay tziu. So memele, if it was I have Dalad Amis without the Mechitz around me. So that's why it says from Dalad Amis and Baita. Vishibailis makifes oisa, sheniach gvuleo sovi milikze, vishibolim gvoyim yud askin, we are speaking about shibolim that are gvoyim yud. Tail veneka meikala meima mi meisailam hei, these are ready mi meisailam. So memele, so that is the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara is machia that mechitza oimed me'aleo. Everyone holds here's a teres mechitza, and the shaila is by a lechi oimed me'aleo. So if you hold lechi mishum mechitza, so it's like a mechitza, and if you hold lechi mishum mekeire, so then you need ovid lebiyadai. Zaktaiswis, tail veneka maika la maima, ulay tikshi mikan la mandi yoma mechitze shena suya bide odom loishma mechitze. There is such a mandi yoma in suke that says a mechitze shena suya bide odom is not called a mechitze. So how does that tail work? There it means something else, something that a ben odom cannot make, going balei chayim. But it doesn't mean, but something that can be made al yedei adam. So even though it was made shalei yedei adam, it has a teiris mechitzah. So what does Taisus mean to say? So Taisus means to say, since theoretically, Bnei Adam, if you bring bulldozers, you can make, in tractors, you can make a tail and you can make a neck, huh? So Mamela, so this is Roy Lihi Osa is Ali Bidei Adam. So Mamela, so therefore it's a kosher and mechitz Ali Bidei Kulam. So someone asked, so let us say it's speaking about that it was Ayyid Ayodim. I mean, in order for it to be a kosher mechitz, it has to be Roy Lassis. So Mamela was saying it is possible. It's a doichik to say that it's speaking about such a tzir. That's why the Gemara asked it for a kash. Abaya letaime, haino lechad lishne de la'el, gabi hoya gavoya michov, ubo lematoi. We had before machloikis and daf hei, a machloikis abayin rav yosef, that if the koire was lamaila michov, and he wants to be memayit the space between the koire and the karkoi samovi. So Rav Yosef said that he only has to be memayit the tefach underneath the koire, and that what Abaya holds, you need four tefachim, is because Abaya holds koire mishum mechitze. So memayle, if there won't be, and Rashi explains over there, so for mayle meyesrim, you don't say pitikre, so you need four tefachim in order to make tibbe mechitze, that's makiv a reshus of four tefachim. So there the Gemara says that Abaya holds koire mishum mechitze. And if he holds koire mishum mechitze, b'chosh ken lechi, v'oises, even though there's other lashainis in the Gemara, v'oises loshen toifes ikra. So that's the Gemara Abaya letaimei. That means we hear already Abaya holds lechi mishum mechitze. The Rova letaimei, the Oma la'el, and if you'd base them at base, echotze mishum heker, sai koiren, sai lechi is mishum heker. That's letaimei. The Rabbeinu Chanan le'goris letaimei, le'goris behed yabayom lechi mishum mechitze, the Rova Oma lechi mishum heker. So according to Rabbeinu Chanan, the sugyas before do not have to, it's not totally in this machlokes. So Kaponim, Sabaya holds Lechi Mishum Mechitze, and Rava holds Lechi Mishum Heker. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma, Avnei Geder Hayoitzes Min HaGeder, Muvdoles Zumi Zu Poches Mishloish. Let us see picture 210. Picture 210, we have a picture of a wall, and there are three avonim jutting out. And between the three avonim, there are two spaces, and the two spaces are less than three tvachim apart. So we will use this for a lechi. That means, this is, let's say, by the Pesach HaMovui. So we're going to use these three avonim, starting from the top even, in Tzeich Gimel, so we have a lechi that is Yutvachim Tol. We use this for a lechi. So it says as follows. Avne geda hayetzis min hageda, mevdoles zu mizu poches mishloyshe, en tzorech lechi acher. Shloyshe tzorech lechi acher. So the Gemara held in the Havamina that these three avonim that were jutting out were not built there purposely l'shem lechi. They were somehow, the mason forgot to put in the rest of the avonim, or the other avonim fell out. So al kaponim, this is alechi ha'imid me'elot. And it says that if this pachas mishloishe, you can say lovud, ain't tzorich lechi yache, shloishe, so me'mele, you don't have yutvachim tzorich lechi yache. So it's a kash and rove. And for the Gemara, ochi nami shabonon mitchilo lekach. It is the mason, when he made these three avonim jutting out, it was done for the extreme purpose that this should be the lechi. So it's made l'shem lechi. Frag the Gemara, ihochi pshite, so it's poshet, so why shouldn't it be used for lechi? So the Gemara, mao de teimele meisa binyonu davide. That I would think, if a person will look at these three avonim, so a person will think that they were made for a different purpose. They were made that later when a person wants to attach a new koisel to this koisel, so if you have avonim jutting out, it's easier to connect a new koisel to this koisel. If the avonim would not be jutting out, it's much difficult to attach a new koisel to an old koisel. So when a person looks at these avonim, these three avonim, the first thing that enters his mind is they were not made for halachic purpose, to be a lechi, that they're made for a building purpose, that it should be used later, lemesa, to attach binyona, that when you want to continue this binyon, so you have these three avonim jutting out, to enable to attach the new binyan to this binyan. So I would think, that is the chiddush, I would think that Bemison Ravis Svara is that Lechi Mishamakere. So normally when you make it L'shem Lechi, that is sufficient. But I would think, since even though it was made L'shem Lechi, if it looks L'meser binyana, so this should be mevatel the asiyah l'shem lechi, and we're losing the heker, because the looks of this, it seems it was made for a different purpose. So I would think it is not sufficient that he made it l'shem lechi. It's kamash malon that it is sufficient. But it's like speaking about he made it l'shem lechi. Zot Rashi, hayetzis min hagedo zu l'maylo mizu, l'meise binyonim, shim yirtza lasis mechitza mikoysel zel l'koysel shekenegdoi, yiskasher, meise zaloshen to attaching, yiskasher bavonim alolo, shken derech habanoim lasis, u b'inyin achen yochel et bavik binyin chodosh b'binyin yoshet. So I would think that these three avonim look like they were here for a different purpose. Memele, so we're missing the heker of the lechi. It's kamash melon. If it was made l'shem lechi, it's sufficient. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma, the Tani Rabchie, koisel shetzidoi echot konus mechaveret. Bein shenire mi bachutz v'shove mi befnim. Ubein shenire mi befnim vishove mi bachutz. Let's see, we have, there's a nice picture in the Kolben Nathanael over here. And, we'll understand that. Let's learn the vowel over here. We have on page 214, and we have here two pictures. We have here a picture in the Kolben Nathanael. We have here picture Tzadik Aleph and picture Tzadik Beis. Now, picture Tzadik Aleph is a case of nire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. That means if a person is standing in the mavui, he only sees, you have here two walls of the mavui. Same picture tzadik aleph, same picture tzadik beis, and the two walls are not the same size. In picture tzadik aleph, the right side wall is shorter than the left side wall. In picture tzadik beis, it's the other way. The left side wall is shorter than the right side wall. Now let's go back to picture Tzadik Aleph. In picture Tzadik Aleph, the people who are standing in the Movi, they're all the way by the Kaisel HaShlishi, they only see the small wall. They don't see this Lechi, which is protruding on the end of the right side of this short wall. This they don't see. So this is called Nire Mibachutz, a person who stands outside. He has a beautiful picture. He sees where the wall ends and where the lechi protrudes. So he sees the lechi, that's nire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. Picture Tzadik Beis is the other way around. Mi bifnim, you see klor, you see where the koisel ends and where the lechi starts. The lechi is much thicker than the koisel. Mi bachutz, you stand on the outside, you don't see that this is a lechi. It looks like equivalent to the koiselei hamovi. So these are two cases. State, and let's go back to the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. The Tani Rabchie, Koisel, Shetzide Echot Konus Mechaveire. One side is shorter than the other one. Bein Shenire Mi Bachutz Vishove Mi Bifnim. Bein Shenire Mi Bifnim Vishove Bachutz. Nidain Mishum Lechi. Zot the Gemara, Hanami Shaosoi Metchilo Lekach. Ihochi Maiko Mashmelon. Even though the Bnei Amovoi don't have a heker. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma, the Rav Hava Yosef Barhu Mevoye. Rav was sitting in Amovoi, Hava Yosef Ravhu Nekame. Omalei Lishamei, so Rav told his Meshores, Zil Aisili Kuzi Demai, bring me a pitcher of water. Had also till he came nafal l'chayayah, so the lechi fell off. This is a very embarrassing situation. Now the lechi fell, so now you have a movi without a lechi. Ach vilei biyode kom aduchte. So he showed the meshoret that's walking with the kuzer. So he showed him, stop, the lechi fell off. Can't walk anymore. You're not allowed to carry. Oma lei rabhune leisova lo ma lismoy chadikle. So he asked him, the lemaise, there was a dekel over here. That means there was, besides the lechi, let us go back, let's say for practical purposes, the picture 199. There was, let's say, a dekel on the left side, which was there, and then there was a lechi on the right side, in picture 199. And the lechi on the right side fell off. They were saying on that lechi, and that fell off. So he said, Rebbe, what's wrong? Ain't a chanami that lechi fell off, but there's a dekel on the left side. So let's use this dekel. Omar, they told him, Domi haime rabbonon kemandu leiposhi inshi shmaita, which to ask you mechila, but you seem like someone who doesn't know how to be meforish asugye. Mi samchinen alei me esmael. Were we ever soymech on this dekel? We had a lechi, a kosher lechi. So the tznoyim of a lechi is you have to be soymech all of me esmael. So memele, Taime de loy samchina. Hasamchinen havi lech. That we see from Rav. That means he told him we can't use this dekel because samchina. Because loy samchina. Leima abaye verove be de loy samchinen alay pligi. Frank de Gemara, we'll see klar in Rashi what the kash is. Maybe let us say the machlokes abaye verove is by if you have to be samech, hasamchinen lehavelechi. But if he was samech on it, could be a filo leitrav. It's also good. So the Gemara leisal kedaitach. That is not the machlekes. That means a bay also you have to be samech. The who bar kedahave bay bar chovu dava pligi ba a baye verove kulo shnayu. So the Gemara, let's see in picture 211. In picture 211, we have over here there was an aliyah on the second floor that was supported by two beams. Now the second beam, lemaise, could be used as a lechi for a chotzer. The second beam was not made l'shem lechi, it was made to support the aliyah. But lemaise, it could have been used for the chotzer. So there was a machlekes, abaye v'rove, kol shenayu, the b'nei chotzer was soymech on this lechi, And they wanted to use it to be matter the movi. According to Abaye, it was kosher, because it was somach alayah. According to Rav, it was no good, because it was humid me'elov, it wasn't humid l'shem lechi. So we see al kaponim that Abaye also holds you need somach alayah. Let us see Rashi. Lismei chadikla, dekel hoya oimid, eitzel pesach hamovoi. Hosamchinan havi lechi. Alme haloche ke Abaye. So the Gemara is bringing a raya from Rav that we paskin like Abaye because Rav said that the dekel is no good because we want seimech on it. If Isus is seimech, it would be good, even though it was human me'elo. Leimo bedeloi samchinan alei pligi. Frek the Gemara, so the Rashash explains as follows. We see Rav Huna held, you don't need samchinan alei. Good, Rav gave him a potsia. About Kaponim, Rav Huna held like that. Frek the Gemara, maybe Abaye also holds like that. Leimo bedeloi samchinan alei pligi. Va Abaye de Shori, and Abaye holds also like Rav Huna, that you don't need samchinan. Koshelei hayuvde. Then it'll be takesh shver from the mice of Rav. The Rav loisom achadikle. Va'anan kimlon hilchus. So the most kasha, then we'll have problems. Va'anan kimlon hilchus the kabaya, belechi oimid meilo. Metaretz loisal kedaitach. The va'adev de samchinen alo pligi. The zich o machlekes de samchinen alo. Ava lois samchinen de verahakel ein elechi. Ki yudu de dikle de Rav. There was lay some chinul according to everyone. It's not good. Barke yitzir. That the bay balchov vo yomu dasay mechas yitzir. The beam that supported the yitzir. I'm at barayish mavayachem. If liga bakul shnayi abayishoy lemis mechalei. the Rava Osa, Alma with the Samchinen Allah Pligi. The Hilchase Kabaye Baha, the Zuhi Achas Miyal Kegam, Shalochi Kabaye, this is Shitas Rashi. Zogt Taisvis, Loisava Lo Male Mislachadikla, Zogt Taisvis, Afal Gav the Ravhune Islai Bepirken Rabuvne holds a Shite, Shabbos Hoyl Vahutro Hutro. That if you had something that was matter, the chotza, the movi, betchilas haShabbos, and later in the middle of Shabbos that became bottle, there's a svara hoyl v'hutra hutra, v'loy tzorich lemismach adikla. So memele, so why did Rav Huna ask Rav, let's be soymech on the dekel? Forget about the dekel. There was a lechi here in the beginning of Shabbos, so even though that lechi fell down. Let us say, hoyl behutra hutra. And for Taisus, a masik lakamun, the moide rabun, eche de lesel mechitzes lemrin, and hoyl behutra hutra. If the chesoren in Shabbos is they don't have a mechitz anymore, then you don't say hoyl behutra. Inami hoche lefi divrei rav hoye makshe. That means, lishi tosi, I could say that lemaisit mutar hoyl behutra hutra. But he's asking, mafilo lefi shitoscha, a filu the fishy toscha that you don't hold of hoyl behutra, or but let us be soymech on the dekel. So he told them, it's loisamchin in Allah. Since it won't loisamchin in Allah erev Shabbos, it's no good. Rabbi Keveger has a very interesting shaila. The shaila is, we have here al kaponim from our sugya, that by alechi, in order for it to be good, you need some chin in Allah. That you were soymech, that this will be matter the mavui. So then later it is muta, some chinen Allah. So Rabbi Keveiga klaus a shaila, what is, let's say you had a mavui that had four mechitzes. The Pesach also had a mechitze. And so Erev Shabbos, we were saimach that this mavui you're permitted to carry because we have a mechitze, in the fourth ruach. We have a mechitze in the fourth ruach. Then in Shabbos, this mechitze fell down. But this leftover gifufim, this leftover on the sides, something that's still sticking out. Now this can be used theoretically as a lechi. So it's not called semchinan Allah. What is the shaila? Or let's say there was a different shaila. The shaila is, let's say you had a tzuras ha-pesach in the beginning, and the kone, you were saying this will be mata yomovoi, and then the kone ha-elyon broke, the string broke, can you use this now as a lechi? Is this called semchinan Allah? Yes or no? That's Rabbi Keveiga shaila. So what is the lomdus? The lomdus is that really I relied on this. I relied on the koisel. Ein bechlal al masha beprat. I relied on all the bricks of the koisel. I relied on the tzuras ha-pesach. I relied on the two konim and the konah elyayim. So memela, I relied on this. But the lomdus was al tzuras ha-pesach. The lomdus was al koisel. But it was samchin in Allah. So now that it's still around, is it muta or the Rav Shenei? You didn't need some chin in Allah, you have to be soymech al tzlechi, I was soymech, it should be matam. That's Rabbi Keveiger Sofik. Rabbi Keveiger Lamai says, machia lechumre. He says, because this whole inyan of some chin in Allah, loita baye, he says, what's wrong? He says, we hold a mechitza, imit a mileo, have a mechitza. We hold lechi, mishum mechitza. So why do you need this magic thing of some chin in Allah? So al kochach, the tzorech of some chin in Allah is, in order there should be some sort of a hacker, a filo abayir holds lechi mishum mechitze, of some sort of a hacker you need. And the hacker is that what we knew, that this lechi will be matter the mobi. To a saimach Allah erev Shabbos. So this small amount of hacker you need. So he says, if before Shabbos it wasn't a lechi, it was a kaisel, it was a tzuras ha-pesach, so there wasn't a hacker. So memele, it will not be mutter in Shabbos.